Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests going to talk about some exciting summer things. Laura Canning, who's Cass County Conservation Naturalist, and Shelby Van Horn, who's the Cass County Youth Coordinator. So we're going to start, I think, with Laura. Just kind of, don't give us many details, but just tell us, 2019 summer day camps are happening when?
Yes. Yeah, we are going to start off with our Atlantic camps, and they are our Rocking Reptiles, which is for the younger kids, so kindergarten through second grade. And their that registration deadline does end on May 22nd. So if you have a K through second grader and want to get them in to our Rocking Reptiles camp here in Atlantic, make sure you get our all of our forms can be found online on AtlanticIowa.com and on the ISU Extension website too.
Okay. And we're probably going to come back and talk a little more about snakes. Anyhow, a lot of people got a little squeamish. So Shelby, let's talk about another one coming up.
Yeah, so for our third through fifth graders, we have To Earth and Beyond. We're going to talk about all things space and have some really cool little additions this year to that program. So that deadline is for our ANITA camp is the first deadline we have for that, and that is on May 29th. So be planning and getting your kids signed up for that.
Yeah, even though our camps are happening in June, of course you need to know how many kids are going to show up because you have plans to make and all those kinds of things. You need to know. So and there's a third camp, and when is that, Shelby?
That one is, there is actually three different sessions for our third through fifth graders. So we have one in ANITA, and that deadline is May 29th. Then we have one in Lewis, and that deadline is June 5th. And then we have one for Atlantic, and then that one's deadline is also June 5th.
Okay. What about registration fee or other kind of information you need, Laura, if you're going to have the children register?
They all cost $10. The younger kids get a T-shirt. And then our older kids, our 6th through 8th grade camp, we feed them lunch. And so that's just to cover our lunch costs for it and things for that for the day. So it literally just helps us cover some of our material costs. So
for the first two camps, they need to bring lunch?
No. Not for the younger kids, K through 2nd. And then when they're all day with us, 3rd through 5th, they'll bring a sack lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I think you have to have some kind of health certificate or something like that, Shelby?
Yes, so we have just health forms that we have the youth fill out every year, just some basic information, and then also an emergency contact if anything were to happen throughout the day. And those can be picked up at the extension office, or they can be found online as well.
Okay. Now, online, you mentioned, Laura said, just go to Atlantic Iowa and the whole thing will pop up there. You have to make some choices, but you'll
yes.
get your way. And what's the easiest way to get to the website for Extension?
I guess the easiest way that I've found to get to the Extension web page is just simply typing in on Google Cass County Extension Atlantic Iowa, and it'll pop right up, and you can find that over in the quick link section.
I think that's a lot easier than trying to give people an address. Just and anybody who has a computer and does online will think, oh, yeah, you just figure out an easy way to get there. So let's go back and talk about the reptile one. Now, Laura, I just think about snakes, but are you going to talk about more than that?
Yes, we talk about turtles and snakes and lizards and skinks and things like that. So, yep, we'll talk about more than just one kind of reptile. And that one is a younger kid camp. It's only for the morning. We do have one afternoon session with the for Atlantic. So it's just a couple hours and for 2 days.
Okay, and now you mentioned Atlantic. Is this program in other sites also?
Yep, so Atlantic is first, and then Lake Anita and Cold Springs will have their own camp as well in June. Atlantic's camp is right away after the first day after school gets out. So if you're looking for somewhere for those kids to go right after school gets out in Atlantic, we're your destination for those K through second graders.
And as we're talking about different camps, different dates, different times, the best thing to do is to go online if you have that access. And if not, you can contact either one of these folks by phone or walk into the office. Mm-hmm. Laura, are there people in your office?
No, I am usually it. So sometimes we're out and about and we'll have our clothes sign turned. But when we're there, we're open and you can get those forms there too. So.
And where is your office? Not everybody knows where your office is.
Yeah, it's at Cold Springs Park, and then when you pull in, we're the first little left cabin on the left. So, okay. Yeah.
And actually, Shelby, there may be some people who are new to the area and don't know where the extension office is.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a tricky one, I guess. I always just tell people by the fairgrounds, but I guess if you're new to Atlantic, you don't know where the fairgrounds is either. So right off of 10th Street, about as far as you can go to... down by the Casey, if you go up from the Casey store down there or whatever, you're sure to find that.
Sunnyside Lane.
Yep.
And again, if you have all that technology, you can, of course, just put it in your phone and it'll tell you where to go. But, and it's always nice to have people come to visit your office. Shelby, let's talk about the space program. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to work through some solar systems. And then the cool activity that I was talking about, we actually rented from the local AEA a little star lab dome type thing. And we're going to do talk about stars and the night sky and different constellations and stuff like that. So that's kind of something new that we get to have access to this year. And so we're incorporating that into our camp as well, and we're really excited about that.
I think that'll be very interesting, and that means when they go home at night, they could go out and look at the sky and say, oh, yeah, that's where we saw that in our little dome. So when you do these camps, are there, like, handouts? Do people get to take things home in addition to the experiences they have there?
Yeah, depending on what camp it is, they'll get a T-shirt to take home, crafts that we make, things like that. With the older kids, our 6th through 8th grade camp is our outdoor adventure camp. So that's more of experiences that we want to give them and things like that.
Okay. Things like that. Just talk a little more about that. Things like that. What does that mean,
so,
Laura?
Our outdoor adventure camp this year is focused on fishing and focused on the giving these middle schoolers opportunities to kind of get in to see what a fisheries biologist is and to do things like that. So we work with our Iowa DNR fisheries biologists, and they get to get on a boat and electrofish a fish, catch turtles, and do all sorts of different things they would do on their job. The funny thing is, last time we held this camp, the kids all said, well, I didn't know that how much math they had to do, and they make them measure and age the fish and things like that. And we're being daring, and we're going to go kayaking with the campers as well. So there is an extra liability form as well with that camp. So there's a medical form and another second form with that camp.
Okay, on several of these camps, you've mentioned different locations. Mm-hmm. In this camp, is it just one location?
Yep, it's just one location down at Cold Springs, so it's just easy to be right there on the lake all day with us.
Mm-hmm. And learn about that lake and learn about other things you could do. And this doesn't have to do with camp, but when I think of Cold Springs and the things you do, I think about paddle boarding. That actually happens at Cold Springs?
Yes, other recreation is happening out there too, and you know, we see fishing kayaks out there on the lake besides paddle boards and canoes and things like that.
Yep. Okay. And Shelby, in addition to camps, that's not the only thing that's going on in the summer for 4-H'ers and other youth. You know, you don't just work with 4-H'ers, but other youth also. A couple of things you might want to mention in addition to the camps?
Obviously, remember the Cass County Fair. It'll be coming up before we know it. And then also another quick thing I wanted to add, we do a lot of programming, like LaVon said, with other youth besides just 4-H'ers. Laura and I are teaming up again this year, and we're going to do some library programs through the month of June at all the local libraries, and we're going to be doing that same Star Lab at the local libraries. So if your child isn't in 3rd through 5th grade and they still want the opportunity to get to experience that, bring an adult. We have some adult showings that we're going to do as well. So we're going to be doing that all summer. And so that's another really neat addition that we're going to do this year.
And information about that, I'm sure, is on the library websites and probably on the Extension website also. Okay, real quickly, Laura, deadline dates for the first camps?
Yeah. So our Rocking Reptiles first deadline is May 22nd, and then the rest of those Rocking Reptiles camp will be May 29th, and then May 29th starts in on the 3rd through 5th grade camp deadline. If we're looking at the older kids at middle school age, that deadline's not till June 26th. You got a little bit of time. Okay. So.
And Shelby, again, where is the best way to get information about this?
I guess the best way to get information I can tell you is just to Google Cass County Extension, Atlantic, Iowa, and that'll bring up all the forms right on our homepage, or just by walking in and coming to see us. We have a couple of summer interns, so I'm sure that they would love to see all the walk-in traffic as well. So,
okay. We want to thank Laura Canning, who is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist, and Shelby Van Horn, who's Cass County Youth Coordinator, for visiting with us today. And happy camping.